It On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hi, my name is Shannon and I am singer and guitarist in Sports Dreams.
Fraser tonight?
We live in different cities at the moment.
All right.
I live in Wellington and he lives in Palmy.
I see. When you started Sports Dream as a project, you were both living in Palmy?
Yes, yeah.
You've both played in different bands over the years. What made you want to start Sports Dreams?
Well, it was kind of a joke band. Like somebody... It was in a group chat or something. Someone made a joke like, something about like, because Fraser plays sports, football on a Sunday afternoon with a group of our friends. And that was the joke, like, they always lose. So something about like winning would be a sports dream. It was a really dumb joke. And now it's a band, which isn't a joke band, which is interesting.
So that kind of takes us to the very first track on the EP that you've just released, which is fantastic, because this first song is also called Sports Dreams.
Yeah. It has no meaning, and I don't want to, like, dull any kind of, like, significance it might have for anyone, but, like, that song really has no meaning at all. just another kind of, like, here are some words, here's a pretty guitar bit. Let's make it into a thing.
There is a lyric in it that goes something like, you and me, we both love sports. Are you a sports fan as well?
Definitely not. No sports for this guy.
Sound you've come up with together. Mm-hmm. What's the kind of setup there? There's some sort of jazz master, indie shoegaze chiminess happening.
Yeah, I play Jazzmaster. I recently bought a new one and I'm real stoked with it, which is cool. And I sing as well. And Fraser has been using, I think it's a Morpho synth, and we're using an Octatrack now to play live, but there was also another like drum machine in there as well, which I cannot for the life of me remember the name of at the moment. It'll probably come soon when it's not relevant at all, but yeah, he does all the synthy, drum machine-y, loopy stuff, and I do the guitar bit.
The next track is SD3, which mm-hmm. I assumed would mean one of two things. I had a little think about it, and I was like, is it Sports Dreams 3 or Superior Drummer 3, which I think is a drum machine program, and I was like, that could be it.
It was Superior Drummer 3, but it is Sports Dreams 3. We just never settled on a name for it, and we always called it SD3, so that's kind of stuck.
Can you tell me a little bit about how the track came together?
I think that was probably one of the later ones that we wrote. Just again, like, the way I write lyrics at the moment is to write a whole bunch of thoughts down or whatever into my phone, mm-hmm. and then when I'm looking to write a song, I will go back and pick through those and kind of edit them together and manipulate them a little bit that way. So it was that kind of process, and then Fraser went in and put synth lines over it and found a beat for it.
You guys recorded the EP at The Stomach in Palmerston, which, if people don't know, how would you describe The Stomach? It's like a creative space, recording studio, gig space.
Yeah, so The Stomach is an all-ages venue as well as a recording studio and a practice space. It is partially funded by the Palmerston North City Council and has been for the last 30 years.
Awesome.
Somewhat of an institution in Palmy, and definitely our go-to for like shows or practicing or just like hanging out or getting some advice or something.
It definitely seems to be the core of quite a healthy indie music scene in Palmerston North, that and Radio Control, I guess.
Yeah, The Stomach and Control have quite a good relationship as well. Lots of the bands who play at The Stomach do live to ears at Radio Control, which is yeah, they support each other quite a lot, which has been super useful as a musician. Just that transition from radio to live and vice versa has been really useful.
The next track on the EP is Late, which is kind of a meditative kind of track in that it doesn't really follow a traditional song format, but, you know, it leans on that kind of repetition going on. What did you write this song about?
It's kind of another one of those nonsense songs, but since it's been written, it's kind of taken on the persona of, like, me talking to the Capital Connection, which is a train that runs between Palmerston North and Wellington, and just like, oh, you're late, but I really like this train, so it's cool, we're good, but you're late. So, yeah.
Well sequenced in the way that the next track is Passenger Train. So is that about the same train?
Yeah, that's the same train, just like it's a 2-hour train ride, and all of my family and lots of my friends still live in Palmy, so I have taken that a lot this year, and it's just like a nice little time for reflecting or like watching the sunset out over Paikakariki. Yeah, very just reflective, which I think that song is as well.
Definitely. That is, you know, it's like the perfect song you can imagine just sitting on the train or the bus or whatever and listening to it and watch the world kind of go by.
That's good to hear you say that as well, because I've done a lot of that this year, and it's nice that it's translated into my music as well.
Thank you.
The song that closes out the EP is called Drive. What I noticed listening to this song is that, you know, the lyrics are kind of obscured until you get to the chorus, mostly. I think, is that something you did because the song is kind of a personal, you know, subject matter?
Yeah, it feels better to me to leave things a little bit vague and not be super explicit about everything all the time, and so kind of burying those lyrics in the synth lines and in the reverb in that song, I think, is the best way for me to feel good about putting it out, I guess, because it is so personal. And then just to get to the chorus and really, like, I don't know, lay down the law about what it is I'm feeling and what the song is actually about, I guess.
Yeah, I really like the line, "I've had a year of picking scabs, but yours is the only one that bleeds this bad." It's just such a good lyric. Do you remember when you wrote this or when it sort of came to you?
Hard to say. It'd be, this whole EP is that whole thing of, like, writing things down and then pulling it together. But Drive, I think, is the one that it worked the best on. Yeah. It probably came about just before I was about to move down here, so maybe like December or January last year.
Now that you guys live in separate cities, is Sports Dreams going to carry on, or is there plans to do some more stuff in the future? Are you just going to see how it goes?
Definitely plans to carry on.
Awesome.
We're having a lot of fun with this at the moment.
There was Shannon Peterson from Sports Dreams talking about the duo's new
5-song EP, which you can pick up on Bandcamp and places like that. They are coming to Auckland to celebrate the EP release, and we'll be playing with label mates Carb on Carb at Whammy Bar. It's not for a little while. It's the 23rd of November, which is a Saturday. But you can pick up tickets from Under the Radar, pop it in your diary, and get on that.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.